It's time for football season.
Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
On Moneyline.
Show's hot.
Show is hot.
With your hosts, Donnie Wrightside.
13-10 because you can't move the football. And all of a sudden, like, hold on. How about if we put athletes on offense and spread it out? Oh, look at that. Track meets in the SEC now.
And Kevin Walsh.
I mean, Donnie, 10 touchdowns, 10 interceptions is on the board for this guy. Who else is doing that? Who else is nobody? Nobody's doing that.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, SiriusXM Channel 159.
It's a Wednesday, and yes, it is football season. And when you wake up tomorrow, you will have an NFL game. The Detroit Lions and the Kansas City Chiefs. It's Moneyline, the best hour of your day. Donnie Wrightside, Kevin Walsh, ready to rock and roll. What's up, Kev? What's up?
What's going on? Excited to be here. You know, it's so weird, Don.
Wednesday.
Like the, yes. Look, I don't like, you know me. Usually I'm busy Wednesdays. I travel with the AEW crew. I am really... we've been working towards this, right? Like the start of the NFL season. Mm-hmm. That right there, you saying that tomorrow you wake up, there's an NFL game on, like that didn't feel real to me. There's no way there's an NFL game on tomorrow, right?
I know.
Maybe a college game. There's certainly no way the Chiefs are playing tomorrow night.
It feels like a slow play. And I don't know if we were teased into it by saying, okay, well, we've been watching college football for 2 weeks. It was a holiday weekend. Tuesday, come back. There's so much to talk about. But I don't know if it feels like we've been talking about Chiefs Lions for like 6 months. And it's like, man, it's so far away, and it still feels so far away. Yet tomorrow, this is the first week of NFL football. Like, it is one of the single greatest weekends of the year because, obviously, you do have college football along with it. But you're right about it. It doesn't feel real just yet. Like, I feel like I'm going to be watching the game tomorrow. I'm like, oh, my goodness. This is a real NFL game here. It feels like maybe is it preseason? It feels like it's been over for 4 months, and we haven't seen a game?
You know, I don't mean to be mean to baseball. I'm excited for some of the games. I know there's games on today, but like, why don't they just try and change their schedule, Don, so they don't basically have the most important part of their season get railroaded now and nobody cares?
Yes, if you cut Major League Baseball season down 40 games and actually had the World Series in the last week of August, it would be fantastic, but they will never do that because they need money and gate and TV and all that stuff. But you're right about it. People do forget, and I always remember like doing shows, like let's just say a daily Major League Baseball show, just baseball, and then also doing daily NFL shows, basically. And it was like, man, I just, like, will baseball ever end? I remember at the end of it where we were doing shows right up through the World Series. Like if there was a game on, we had whether it be 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, right into the World Series. And I remember, you know, we used to joke, like, man, just sweep this series, man. Like, we are still talking in like, I just want to talk NFL football, and I have to deal with, like, the Dodgers playing, like, the Rays. It's like, enough with this. How crazy that sounds.
Yeah, it's just so unfortunate. But, and again, there are some, man, there's some intriguing things out there in Major League Baseball. Like, I know, I'm now going to try and open up a baseball conversation, and maybe I should. And look, you're invested in them. They're minus 250 to win their division. The odds makers are telling us this is a done deal. But if the Rangers beat the Astros tonight, like they're tied in the loss column. It's 6-1 number all of a sudden on the Rangers to win an American League West.
Yeah, it feels like you're down to the final three games of the season when you're really not down to the final three games. But that's what the price point is. It's like if, again, Houston wins tonight over Texas, what's going to be minus 700, even though you only have a three-game lead over the Texas Rangers, and maybe a little bit less depending on what the Mariners actually do. So, yeah, we got a lot to get into today. A lot of good stuff going across the board, including, I guess we're on Chris Jones' watch right now, which is amazing because he says he's in Miami and still training, but, you know, if deals can come together and get a raise. I'm surprised, and I guess if we're... We can't be talking about this the night of the game and him, like, signing, like, at midnight and then, like, okay, I'm going to play. It doesn't make any sense. It's almost like they're putting off a game. He's going to miss a game check, and then they'll probably come to an agreement. And you say to yourself, well, we could have did this deal 3 months ago, but now we have it finally down to the wire. I just don't know what's going on.
I think what is always confusing, and you're kind of hitting it, right, is Chris Jones wants basically what he's worth. It is the assumption, right? Well, what is the the Chiefs angle on this here, defending Super Bowl champions, obviously the favorites to go out there and win another Super Bowl. But what is their angle? Like, they know they need Chris Jones. Like, you know, again, we kind of, there's been some failed instances of this. I actually think a lot of people point to Le'Veon Bell. I think the worst one was Melvin Gordon, because the Steelers still miss Le'Veon Bell a bit. Like, Melvin Gordon got replaced by Eckler and then ran back in the middle of the season. Like, oh my gosh, they don't need me at all. Like, the Chiefs aren't going to find out they don't need Chris Jones. They need Chris Jones.
And also from a perspective of now is the time that we're actually trying to win a Super Bowl, which now we're going to play hardball. Because trust me, they're not arguing over something that can't be done. Are you a really good football player? Absolutely. Do you mean a lot to our defense, maybe more than anybody else? Absolutely. When do these deals not get done? And as we say this, correct me if I'm wrong, Nick Bosa? What is going on out here? Like, because I mean, I understand these. There's, put it this way. Agents and teams are in touch with each other all the time about this. These don't just come up like, okay, training camp's just about to start. I want my new deal. How does it get to this point? And the best part about it is they will sign a deal they're both happy with, and they probably could say, like, man, we could have did this like 3 months ago. Like, why did it come down to we're going to play hardball, and then the minute we need to get you back, all right, what do you want? A little bit too high. Can you come down a little bit? Sure, we'll come down a little bit. All right, see you in camp. It doesn't make any sense to me. It really doesn't sometimes.
It really doesn't. I couldn't agree more. And usually the deal gets done, and it's hard for us to tell who caved, right? Because all of a sudden then both sides start to speak so favorably of one another, and this is a perfect marriage and a happy home. And what world did the Niners not need Nick Bosa? That pass rush is not that good without Nick Bosa. The San Francisco 49ers team, again, Super Bowl aspirations there. That team needs to have Nick Bosa in the building. So that doesn't make much sense to me at all. And yet, here we are. And look, just because we're the only two people talking about it doesn't mean it's not relevant. I mean, this guy Joe Burrow just really doesn't care.
Yes.
Like, at least we're hearing about Jones and Bosa. Like, Joe Burrow just doesn't want a contract, Donnie.
Yeah, we did early line this morning. We were doing previews of teams, like taking like a section, all right, AFC East, AFC North, and all that stuff. So we get to the North, and it's like, all right, before we talk about the Bengals, like, I just have to put that back out there. Your franchise guy, who you pray every night as an owner that you will be able to draft somebody like Joe Burrow, and it's like, okay, well, we're haggling over something. And I always use the concept of, all right, well, if Joe Burrow is asking for double what Deshaun Watson got in all guaranteed, I understand the stance that the Cincinnati Bengals are taking, right? But I have a hard time believing that that's what it is, and especially the way Joe Burrow carries himself. He's not one of those guys, and you can be whatever guy. Hey, look, like Lamar Jackson will come out and tell you, I want to be a billionaire. That's like my goal in life. Okay, well, then you're probably going to want as much money as you can. You don't really get that vibe from Joe Burrow. Now, granted, he's going to get as much money as he can. There's no doubt. But I have a hard time believing that behind the scenes, there's like saying, hey, Joe, here, we're going to make you the highest paid football player in the history of the sport. He's like, you know what? You better up that $50 million bucks. Like, I don't know what's going on. I just wish it would get public.
Look, I understand what you're saying, but again, I always, if the Bengals were being like, listen, Burrow, I mean, quite frankly, pal, Jalen Hurts had himself a heck of a season. No way you're getting more than that guy. Like, Burrow's not going to break. You leak that, we find out, and we start to have different conversations. It just doesn't make any sense, man.
The best one-hour sprint in the sports talk business right here on Moneyline on the Sports Grid Network. Phone lines are open, 844-843-6879. Get at us on X, hashtag SGG Moneyline. Stani Rightside. It's Kevin Walsh. Here we go. Tomorrow's football. We're going to talk about it. Come on back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good night, Major League Baseball, last night for your boy DRS. How about that, K-Dub? Little team total action. Now, get this. I went to bed as soon as I saw the sixth run on the board for the Mariners, which their team total was 5.5. I had a four-team round-robin team total, just messing around. So $150 I laid down. If I won them all, it would be $496. I'm saying, like, you know what? If I get all four, fantastic. Just give me at least two, get some of my money back, maybe three, fantastic. I went to bed and didn't see. It was the bottom of the eighth inning. The Yankees only had three on the board. So, like, oh, man, I needed five because it was 4.5 as a total. So I went to sleep and saw nothing after that. And I didn't want to check my phone, just wanted to get a good night of sleep in, which I did. I woke up in the morning scrolling through because I had RBI props. I had seven of them. And also I had that round robin. turns out to be like over $500 that I won. But waking up, like scrolling through where everything worked out in my favor, because I had the Padres team total last night. I saw the Phillies at zero. I'm like, oh, well, they beat them 2-0. Boom, 8-0. I'm like, oh my goodness. Like every single, and the extra inning game, which I had the Baltimore Orioles over 4.5. They went to extras and put up the fifth run. Like everything worked out in my favor yesterday. And even got a couple nice shots there in RBI, which I probably could have got even more. But that was one of those nights like, man, let's go, man. Just get right in the football season. But it worked out. Like the wake up in the morning wasn't like, oh man, Yankees probably only got three and then this and half. Like everything I checked was like, ooh, it was really good.
And I was, because I was checking in what you had sent me. Did Baltimore come in late as well? Wasn't that game? Didn't you need Baltimore?
Team total, yeah. That was the game that went to extras.
Oh, like, that one went five to extra. Runs. Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, and got the fifth run. And I did have a RBI prop, which Mountcastle, I believe, was one of them. Hayes was the other. He didn't cash. But I cashed two out of the three Yankees, one out of two in the Padres game, because I had Machado again. He didn't come through, but Bogarts did. And then I went one of two in the Baltimore game. So everything was, like, every game I picked had a winner in it, and it was nice.
That's
like, 'cause, you know, I like to cash out every day in my account and then replenish the next day. So I think it was I put 350 into the investment, I should say, yesterday, and like eight something came out of it, close to $900. So it was really
very
good.
Nice.
The way it came back was good stuff. So,
no,
so we're hyped.
Fantastic.
We're ready to go today. Afternoon baseball today, 2K Dub. You in on that or what?
Yeah, you know what's fresh? I gotta tell you this, doing the new show, Don, is it's annoying. Like, by the time we get to that 7 o'clock, like 7:40, right? It's like, all right, let's kind of set it up and give everybody the rest of the bet. There's four games left. And a tennis match, if you want. There's nothing else on by the time you get to 7:40. Like, thank goodness football's going to come here in a little bit and start to give us some action.
Exactly. So today, just to give the people out, because again, we're in a sprint. It's like, hey, hour number two, we'll get to baseball. Yeah. Well, there is no hour number two, but I ran it back with the Yankees again. I got a Gleyber Torres home run and a DJ LeMahieu home run yesterday. I have them both in it again, and also along with Anthony Volpe. So the same three I had yesterday. Now, this is where I love it. I cashed two out of three of those with five. They only had five runs on the board. They say only, still cashed their team total. But the similar type of play is in action today. You take a look at Matt Manning, who's on the mound. He's got a high xFIP over the past 6 weeks, but an elite ERA, almost like Fiedo had yesterday. So sometimes you just have to ride with that xFIP number and say, I trust the analytics more than actually what's taking place on the field. So if I just go over, like, okay, weighted on base percentage, ISO power numbers, and how the pitcher does, it looks like a terrible matchup for the Yankees, but it's actually not. So I'm riding those three guys once again with the Yanks. Again, small ballpark, fly ball pitcher, we'll take our chance. And then in the afternoon, the game that's going to start 3:37, so a little bit after we get off the air today, Davis, Schneider, and Whit Merrifield each to get an RBI. Now, the price points are pretty good today, K-Dub. Whit Merrifield, plus 175. Davis Schneider's been on fire, a plus 210. DJ LeMahieu, plus 225. Anthony Volpe, plus 210. The only guy that's like low, man, not really low, is plus 145 with Gleyber Torres. So there we go. I played them all straight, $40 a piece. Just looking to have some fun today. I think I can cash in.
Actually, myself, I do have four RBIs that I'm on tonight. But they're all involved with the night game. I took three Braves. I didn't know if I should elevate it. I only took the one plus. But, you know, look, I go about it a little bit different. I'm not as, you know, pro as you are with the numbers. But Dakota Hudson, to me, he's been bad on the road. Good guys that have numbers in that Braves lineup. You know, coming off of a loss, look, they still scored six games. That 5.5 team total. So I'm lining up some guys in the Atlanta lineup. But there's a baseball game I wanted to ask you about specifically tonight.
Go.
Jordan Lyles is a favorite.
Yeah.
They're home. The White Sox are bad.
Yep.
But, man, Jordan Lyles being a favorite jumped right off the page. What did you make of that?
Yes, and here's where we're going to go about this. Let me just bring up my stat line here. 25 pitchers on the card today. And I go back about six and a half weeks and take the xFIPs. So 25 pitchers, I should say. Minimum 20 innings pitched. Jordan Lyles, 25th on the card today, 5.36. Now, I just told you RBI props with the Yankees and also with the Blue Jays. Well, wait a second. Now, you're not fading the Royals. I actually did take a separate wager on the team total over for the Chicago White Sox, which is 4.5. Because here's the interesting part about it, Kevin. It's a shame that Lyles, I would love to peg him. Like, if he's going up against the Yankees, Yankees, any decent hitting lineup, everybody looks like they're equally bad on Chicago. So you say to yourself, well, Donnie, what would you even take that for? That's why I didn't take any individual RBI props. But the total nine batters up there against a really bad pitcher, you say to yourself, well, something has to give. 6.8 ERA over the past 6 weeks, 5.36 xFIP, which is the worst once again on the card, 6.53 FIP number. He doesn't get anybody out. So I just said, you know what? Instead of just trying to guess on which one of these underserved batters are going to be up, just take the whole team. I think they actually get five. So, yes, it's a tough scene that he is actually a favorite today.
It just blows over my Tukey. Mind. Yeah, I feel like Tukey Toussaint, maybe I'm confusing him with another pitcher.
With the Braves pitcher?
is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, he's a Braves guy. But do you like the other? But no, but sometimes I feel like you've backed Tukey Toussaint. I don't know, but I could be conflating.
Yeah, he's at 4.89 xFIP over the past 6 weeks. He's not somebody I'm actively looking to take. 5.45 ERA. Like, we should get runs in this game, both sides. Right. So it's not as if you have a stopper on one side and it's like, this guy's pitching well. But Lyles is really bad. Then that's, again, I didn't take the Royals team total. I took the White Sox team total, which usually, if you hit your team total, you're probably going to win the game.
Right. Now, look, it makes all the sense in the world. So, I mean, obviously that means if you were too bad a money line. And look, I guess, again, home, to some degree, home field advantage still matters, right? And, you know, even if there's going to be no one in attendance for that baseball game. But I just, man, like, what does that say? The Chicago White Sox are, I still can't believe how terrible the White Sox are.
They're really bad. No, they're really bad. Game's underway right now. The Brewers and the Brewers and the Pirates. Bottom of the sixth inning, 3-1 Brewers, which is key for them. Playoff race, everything, you know, trying to work out. The Twins and the Guardians in a rain delay in the bottom of the third, 1-0 Guardians. Just underway. Giants and the Cubs. Wind blowing out, 80-plus degrees. We're probably looking at runs overall there. Went over that game this morning. Interesting parts about this is, let me just do a quick update here on some of these numbers. Yeah, Morel got, he's only got 13 at bats against lefties. Now, here's the thing also. You're talking about being in Chicago, right? Wind blowing out. 5.25 xFIP for Alex Wood, the lefty. Struggling a little bit with right-handed batters. Like, those, they should be getting some balls in the air today from that side. And from San Francisco, who needs a win, man. You got Wicks on the mound, not too much of a backlog on him, and a lineup that, quite frankly, just can't hit left-handed pitching. I mean, that's just the way it is for, you know, Chicago with a young, you say, oh, all right, who's going to be pitching well? Or, come on, man. The Giants can't hit lefties. I'm a lefty. I'll go out there and dominate the Giants. You know what I mean? It's the way to go. Go out there, throw a couple slop pitches.
That and a wild card race, man, is nuts. But, man, did you see? It might be closed now. The make playoff odds, by the way, that FanDuel posted. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Worst damn odds I've ever seen. I'm sorry. There's no reason to pull punches on this here. The freaking Toronto Blue Jays are -250 to make it. The Rangers are -190. And nobody else is even on the board. There's not enough spots. There's not enough spots for them all to make the playoffs. The worst odds I've ever seen. My God.
Yes. So I was like, okay, can I take a long shot? Like, the Blue Jays are the long shot. Like, what do you mean long shot? They're minus, you know, whatever to make the playoffs. And technically, one game losing today, another team winning. They're not even in the playoffs. And you're going to take a -290 price. So we had Craig Mitchell on the early line talking about a couple of these, the way they line up and the tough rosters. By the way, you know, Mitch covers the Marlins. Marlins are on fire, man. Five straight dubs. Maybe looking for another one today. Big upset yesterday over Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers. Things are going down on the diamond, but you know we need to spend some time on the gridiron. Big college football card this weekend, but also setting the table for tomorrow. Let's talk about some things with Chris Jones. I don't know. Starting tight end, one of the best in football. Kelsey? I don't know. A lot to go over. Stick it right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yo, right back at it here on Moneyline.
Cut the music.
We got a lot to talk to. We really do got a lot to talk to today because tomorrow the NFL, whether you're ready or not, is going to begin. And if we just take a look here at the FanDuel Sportsbook, 5.5 at 52.5, which a day ago, 6.5, 54.5. Tight ends are moving numbers. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out because if we're looking, let me just see if we have any. Okay, get to the passing numbers here. Player passing yards. Patrick Mahomes is at 305. Patrick Mahomes is now at 285. Like, now, I see, there's usually the overreaction, right? But we know how good a football player Travis Kelce is. He's still one of 11. He's a Patrick Mahomes. He's not injured. You have some decent wide receivers. But numbers are dropping on the Chiefs here, which I don't want to say you're getting value from 6.5 to 5.5 on the Chiefs or 54.5 to 52.5 because it's Patrick Mahomes. It's still the Detroit Lions defense. This isn't the Ray Lewis Ravens going like, oh, your best weapon's out? Oh, we got you in our crosshairs. We're going to pin our ears back and kill you in the pocket. But it does make it interesting where if he doesn't play, because we're counting him out already, and just from the tone of, I would like to say, Kansas City and Andy Reid saying like, hey, you know, we didn't get enough, like, oh, he's going to be fine and be back. I think he is going to miss some time. And again, he didn't injure it last week on the final preseason week. He injured it 48 hours from the game. That's going to be a tough one to come back. But talk about the Kansas City Chiefs here. Any discounts? Do you like Mahomes more than the 305? Now he's down to 285? Like, what do we like here?
I mean, look, it's obviously incredibly tempting, right? Because, so you spin it another direction, right? So it's 305 with Kelce, and then they lay almost a touchdown. Well, now this game's going to be this back-and-forth shootout due to injury. You can up your pass attempts, right? Mm-hmm. And also, I got to be careful. I don't want to discount Travis Kelce, right? But teams lock in, they zone in on Kelce. It's not like they're all going to all of a sudden double sky more. It's like, who's he going to throw to, right? Like, it's Andy Reid with prep. In some way, I remember, I'm going to tell a quick mini story. Mm-hmm. When Tom Brady was suspended for the first four games, I think it was three or four games of a Patriots season, and Jimmy Garoppolo got the start and everything was going well, and then he got injured, of course, and Jacoby Brissett had to start against the Houston Texans on a Thursday night. And I thought the Texans were pretty good that year, both sides of the ball. I thought the Texans were going to kill them. Absolutely kill them. I think it was 27-0 New England. And Jacoby Brissett was running all over the place. And what I realized was the advantage was actually in Bill Belichick's hand. Because Bill obviously knows how to prep on short notice, and he's going to throw out something that Bill O'Brien and that Texan staff was never going to be able to be prepared for. So my point is, yes, losing Travis Kelce hurts, and over time, teams will figure things out. But you know how much time Dan Campbell and this team has prepped for Travis Kelce? Now, what do you prep for with the Kansas City Chiefs, Donnie? Patrick Mahomes' only game that he's played, I'm pretty sure, without Travis Kelce, was the rookie season, you know, last week of the year start against the Broncos when Alex Smith was still the quarterback.
Yeah, he's been fairly healthy, too, Travis Kelce, for just an average NFL football player, right? Saying to yourself, okay, tight end's going to take his lumps, hamstrings here. He hasn't missed too much time. If we do take a look across the board, Patrick Mahomes props, FanDuel 285.5, DraftKings 283.5, same thing with BetMGM, and Caesars 297.5. So there's your middle if you wanted it, under, you know, over 285, under 297 if you wanted to fill that in. But Jared Goff on the other side, he should be able to do some things here. By the way, the Chiefs secondary isn't that bad, but you're worried now about the linebackers in the pass rush, which means extra time to throw the football, more time for guys to get wide open. He's sitting at 256, which is the low number on FanDuel, or across the board. DraftKings, BetMGM, Caesars, all those. FanDuel's 256. Jared Goff's outlook tomorrow for me. Look, I'm not expecting them just to roll up on the Chiefs because you can score on the Chiefs because the Chiefs will score on you, but I don't have any fear that Detroit can't go in there and move the football tomorrow. I think they will.
Yeah, but you like his yards? Like, I think they're going to move the football as well, but you don't think it's going to be a little more on the ground? Like, 256 for Goff outdoors does feel like a tall order for him specifically.
I don't know. The way I look at things against the Chiefs, like, the premise would be correct. Hey, Detroit, what do you want to do? Well, keep Patrick Mahomes off the field. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. Like, if you slow the game down, he beats your head in anyway. Like,
yeah,
I feel like you got to press the lever down.
I just think they're better at running the ball than throwing the ball. Like, I'm not saying go slow and grind the game. I'm just talking about David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs. Like, 256.5 for Goff is a pretty healthy amount of yards. Like, I think, and look, sometimes we can trip ourselves up with this, but I'd rather bet Amon-Ra St. Brown over whatever his number is going to be. Let me see if I can find it before you can here quickly. The receiving prop on St. Brown. 77.5. Look, Jared Goff's not throwing for 250 without 80 yards getting going to Amon-Ra St. Brown's direction. Can't see it.
Let me see. Where's St. Brown at here? Let me just get. I got 77.5 at FanDuel, 78.5 at DraftKings, 78.5, 77.5. So they're in that ballpark here. Kelce numbers, which I don't know if they've been taken. I'm showing on this one odds board. They haven't been taken down, but I do show bet. I just show bet MGM at 37.5 yards right now. So I don't know what that is if they think he's going to play it in. Because as you know, if you just say, "Oh man, I stole it. I took the under on Kelce, didn't play a one." No, he's got to play in the football game here. So that's one thing that does have to happen. But I'm not taking I don't care if they say Travis Kelce's ready to go. I'm not taking him over 79.5 yards after that. I got a feeling, though, he's not going to miss that game, which is so wild. But no, I'm saying, I think he's going to try to give it a go. Why do I think that?
Because it's him, one, and it's the opener of the season. If this was week six, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. He'd already be ruled out. But it's like, it's the opening game. Like, is he really going to miss it? I think this guy might miss a month of football. This isn't a nothing injury he has. And he picked it up the other day. It's like, but, you know,
said it was
NFL
swollen.
Teams are getting, they're getting away with a little mystery right now. That's all.
What are we getting out of the running backs? Pacheco.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
Let me see some receiving. Like, what do we have received? Do we have receiving yards for
running backs?
For Jahmyr Gibbs. Let me just see, because I'm trying to just check. There it is. Yes, we do. All right. 31.5. Looks like 32.5 is the high number at Caesars. This feels like they're going to try to get. Like, what's the. I'd like to start with Jahmyr Gibbs first. What do we expect out of him, though? Are we going to see that they're going to be like, hey, you know, we drafted the guy round one? He's explosive. He's getting the ball. And I don't mean 25 touches. Like, oh, he's the lead back, bell cow. But he's got to have at least double-digit touches, which means, Kevin, three or four. Here's this. Four catches if I told you he got out of the backfield. He's clearing 31.5 yards. Because that means a well-set-up screen, which you know he's going to get at least 15 yards on.
You don't have interest in rushing plus receiving?
I mean, I guess I would. But I'm just looking at it as that playmaker that I can just see like design plays where it's like, oh, look, he's one-on-one with a linebacker. Whoa, there's Gibbs, 13 yards down the field, as opposed to just running the football.
Yeah, I think he can be explosive in both areas. I think with Gibbs, I just can't believe. So there's people who are betting David Montgomery to lead the NFL in rushing touchdowns because Jamal Williams did it.
Yeah.
And But I understand they paid David Montgomery, but they also drafted Jahmyr Gibbs in the first round. I just, like, to me, they are far more, like, beholden to Jahmyr Gibbs than David Montgomery. And maybe I'll end up being completely wrong about this. Maybe. But Jahmyr Gibbs, at least on FanDuel, he's plus 165 to get in the end zone compared to plus 105 for Montgomery. Give me Gibbs. You know what I couldn't find and I was really looking forward was over rushing touchdowns for this season on Jahmyr Gibbs. But I couldn't find that number. I don't think it's out there. Rightfully so. But I wish it was.
Running back props rushing tomorrow night on the ground. David Montgomery, 52.5 with FanDuel. How about this? 47.5 at Caesars. So, I mean, 5 yards is massive. Specifically when you're dealing with a guy that's going to be around 50 yards. Let's see. Isaiah Pacheco, 51.5 at FanDuel. Low numbers are at 49.5 at DraftKings and BetMGM. You would figure. It's like he just runs hard. Like, if he's getting 10 carries, he's getting 51.5 yards. Like, I don't think that's a bad option there for Isaiah Pacheco, how hard he runs.
He was very consistent when he took over that backfield. Is CEH still, like, factor in for this football team? I mean, former round one selection? Does he even?
I guess he would, right? But I don't see. I mean, obviously, there's no numbers on him, but it's kind of funny where he's probably healthy and ready to go, but there's just no chatter when. It's a first round draft pick for the Chiefs.
Remember when Jerick McKinnon
just got his job taken? Yeah. 16.5 rushing yards. That's his number. 15.5 at Caesars.
Wow. He started to become a moneymaker for people, though, grabbing unders down the stretch there because his numbers were still so elevated. But he was scoring every single game. Like, this is actually the better question with Kelce out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell's scoring the touchdowns for Kansas City?
Yeah.
Because that was him always, right? Minus 135, minus 140 sometimes.
Anytime touchdown scores market. Now, Kelsey's still in there to minus 125. Now, here's the interesting part. If Travis Kelce were to play, Wouldn't you? You wouldn't take anything but his, because he's not going to be in a package on his own 30-yard line. Where's his package going to be? In the red zone. That's where you would use him. Like, forget about catches. Right. Forget about, you know, yards. It would be touchdowns. And he's still the leader right now, even though he supposedly has a hot, you know, a hyperextended knee. Minus 105 Pacheco, Montgomery plus 105.
You wouldn't bet him at his price currently for a touchdown.
No, I wouldn't take him at all. I wouldn't take him at anything.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either.
If he was healthy, yes, 125, sure.
Sure, sure. But I like, I'm talking, if they say, hey, get excited, man, he's going to play tomorrow, well, I don't care. Now, if they gave me 2-1 on him to score, that's different. But
yeah, let's bring up some touch. After this break here, I'm going to set it up here to see if I can find some touchdown props. Because they're a lot of fun to go over. And by the way, I'm looking at some of them here. I expected higher numbers here. Where's the 3-1s and 4-1s and 5-1s out here? Like I'm trying to hit double RBIs out here. We'll get to that next. It's Moneyline. Right here on the grid, it's Donnie and Kevin. Be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yo, right on back at having some fun tomorrow. Odds boost across the board. Ready to get on? Get the music ready to go. Get the people hype about the NFL season. It's like Christmas. Christmas Eve tonight, Christmas morning tomorrow. Away you go into the season. By the way, I want to ask this question too. I need to get into some, and again, sometimes I fall where I'd say, you know what? I'm not paying enough attention here. Because I know between the legal sports books that we have active here, at least for me in New Jersey, there's multiple places to get down on pick'em contests. I don't care if they're free or paid. Survivor pools. Like, I want to get into a couple of these. So if the people out there have gotten into anything, like just try to help me out. Because, again, I don't want to go searching. Like, hit me up. Me and K-Dub, hashtag SG Moneyline. Let me know where you're in a pool at. And I don't mean your local pool or with the local guy or some random website. If you are in a legal sports book that you have a pool that you're in, and I don't mean like the circuit contest either. Oh, Donnie, will you? Got to fly out and put your money in. Just something where I can bet. FanDuel, DraftKings, Caesars. I want to be in something for the season. And I'll do it on a couple different books there. Even if it costs, what, buying money, $50, $100, whatever it is. I want to get involved in that this year. I really do.
I wouldn't mind honestly using it, Donnie, just to like make it a little bit easier on my life to track myself against the spread in all NFL games. Do you know what it, like those, like those contests they do, because those are those are valid. Like, they do the pools on like CBS and things like that, right? Like those are those are always cool. I don't really play in those.
No, I don't, and because I don't really look for them. Like, because I know I see them every once in a while. Like, oh, this is that, but I don't click the button, get in this, and you know, if you win 5 games in a row, or you got to go 12-0 to win 5. I mean, stop the madness. Like, I'm like a legitimate like survivor pool. If anybody's in it, say, hey, you know what? I had a lot of fun in the FanDuel one, DraftKings if they have one, Bet365, whatever they might have. Let me know. Hit me up on hashtag SG Monday night, because I would like to get in something. And I guess you know it's going to start obviously this weekend with being week number one. So if I have to jump into something tonight, I certainly will do that overall. But let me ask you this question before we move it over to a little bit of college football. You worried about the Chiefs this year at all? Does this put a worry on Chris Jones? Doesn't really show up yet. Could we just wake up tomorrow and he's traded to the Chicago Bears? Or Kelsey, you know what? Came back a little bit too early, hurt it again. Now he's out 4 to 5 weeks.
So let me ask you this, DRS, right? Last year, did you feel like people were ready and willing to pick against Kansas City? Because I think the answer to that is yes. Whether that was Buffalo being the favorite to win the Super Bowl, whether that was the new splashy division, which of course, myself last year betting the Denver Broncos to win a Super Bowl, the Chargers' love that is always persistent and exists. I think last year they were. Do you find, Donnie, this year that a lot of people are scared to pick against Kansas City? Like some of the they're on their own tier. They're the only team in the world and tier number one. You know, because I think that is a little bit, and I think this might be the year. Again, relative, they're not missing the playoffs unless Mahomes was injured. But I think the Chargers can take that division off of them.
Yes,
and you're getting big numbers on
statement alone. Yeah, I've said that quite a few times because you're trying to take a look at, you know, you're going to look at the favorites in every division and say, well, they're favorites for a reason, but a little bit legitimate chances to upset things. Yeah, I mean that's. And that's a legitimate chance where the Chargers can do that. And by the way, again, let's just say Kelsey had the worst case scenario and he tore his ACL. I'm telling you right, would it, If you even had a free bet, like, oh, we dropped the Chiefs to 11-1, like, no, not a single person would take the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl without Kelce. I honestly believe that. Like, oh, well, they still got Mahomes and Reed. I get that. Would you bet, say, okay, now there's value on the Chiefs. 15-1.
I think plenty of people would still bet him.
Crazy. No way.
I mean, Donnie, hold on. The Chargers are plus 340 to win that division right now, I think it is, on one book. I'm not sure that the Chargers, I don't think the Chargers would become favorites in the division. Do you?
I would put him as the favorite. I don't know if the odds would, but me, like, I'm telling you right now, if Kelce goes out for the year, I'm completely out. One player, right? Still have the best player in football on your team, and I'm out on the Chiefs. I really think Kelce is that big of an advantage on the field where their offense moves now because Kelce is so dominant, meaning you have to triple cover him, and other guys are being schemed wide open on one-on-one coverage. I really feel that.
And I'm not saying I disagree. Like, I'm already not picking him to win a Super Bowl. I certainly wouldn't lean that direction if all of a sudden you remove Travis Kelce from the equation. But what I am saying is if you all of a sudden put a 1 in front of that Kansas City number that's out there right now in the Super Bowl market, Mahomes is going to still have his backers. You know, Mahomes, the name of the show is irrelevant, but I was watching, you know, one of the national TV programs yesterday, Donnie. Mm-hmm. Three guys that are regularly on the show. All three of them pick Patrick Mahomes to win MVP. He's not winning the MVP award this year. He's not going to. It's not happening. Like, the Kansas City, again, it's all relative. The Chiefs aren't going to be bad. No, the Chiefs are going to be really good. They're going to win 11, 12 games this season. But if they have to play a month of football without both Kelce and Jones at the same time, that's worrisome, man. And I'm going to tell you, you know what? They're lucky the schedule makers didn't listen to us and put one of the other 10 Bell teams that were on that schedule. Because you know what? If they're playing the Philadelphia Eagles, if they're playing the Buffalo Bills, they would be a dog. They would be a dog in this game tomorrow if that's who they were playing instead of playing the Detroit Lions.
Yeah. I mean, that's... It's an interesting tactic there. It really is, because I'm telling you, like, one player's not supposed to move the needle when it's not Patrick Mahomes going out, but I'm telling you, your second and third best player, that's something to think about. I'm waiting to see tomorrow. Also, does anybody have any long memories out there, right? Where we saw the opening schedule coming out for the NFL and so many Detroit fans got hot. It would be something if Detroit won. And just like, you know what? Why is this video getting a lot of comments here on the Sports Grid Network at this point? Told you, idiots! Chiefs, well, no, you know what I mean? Detroit, top game, and Detroit won. Stop, you know, getting down on us there at that point. By the way, breaking news, Dove Kleiman, along with Ian Rappaport. Josh Dobbs will be the starting quarterback here for Arizona. I mean, just get the tank out of the garage. You have season tickets for, like, the Arizona Cardinals. Just get the tank out of the garage, man.
Well,
what are we doing?
But hold on. Now, there wasn't an option. Why am I defending this? You're not wrong. I'm just saying they weren't going to announce something, Donnie, that didn't get that reaction out of you. The other option was Clayton Toon.
I know. Well, weird, but also, yeah, you're right, because it was like the by the way, their not starting lineup. The depth chart came out, and they did the old ooh, like for quarterback, like ooh, thanks, man.
Yeah,
like we're really worried about that.
You know where they do that? College football, man. Not in the pros. Tom, what are they going to do with the props markets for the Arizona Cardinals?
I don't know.
Like, what are they going to do with the quarterbacks now? How are we supposed
130? They're going to put 130 number on these quarterbacks out there?
I don't even think we're going to get them.
Week two?
What NFL team names a starter and we don't get starting quarterback passing yards props? The answer is zero. And we're going to get them.
Like, they cut Colt. Like, first of all, Colt McCoy is nothing in the NFL. if you need him as a backup, he can come in and he won't embarrass you, right? Like, it's like, all right, well, at least they'll get, like, you know, a guy that can run their practice, a professional, keep the young guys in line, and, you know, whatever the coach needs him to do, he'll do. And they cut him, and it's like, I don't even understand this, unless you're getting, like, somebody, like, front line to come in. And I don't mean Aaron Rodgers, but just somebody to take a flyer on that can catch lightning in a bottle. It's like, oh, by the way, we'll go get Josh Dobbs. And it's like, that's the guy that's going to run your offense for at least 8 or 9 games before your starting quarterback Kyler Murray comes back. Then you dump him in the offseason to get the number one overall pick, which you will have because you only have about 2 or 3 wins. I don't know. I guess they're really just saying, you know what? If they could push an eject button on 2023, they would have already done it and just forfeited out of the season, it feels like.
They would, but what? I still can't get over.
Right now, Donnie, do you think Kyler Murray plays football this year?
Yes, I do, the way they're talking, which is quite hilarious because, again, the question is, if Kyler Murray is healthy, you're supposed to play it's an NFL player. But if Kyler Murray is healthy and helps you win three football games over the final seven and blows up your chance at your draft, you know, compensation being one, two, or like three, let's just say, and then you're not sure if he's your franchise guy, it's like, what are we doing here? But everything they've done on that roster is telling me they don't want to win a single game, which again comes back to say, why are you putting Kyler Murray in at all? Do a Ben Simmons. Oh, by the way, he should be back in November. Man, just never saw. Do a Mike Trout. Hey, he's just never saw him again. Why would he come back for the final five games of the season when they have one win?
I don't disagree. I also saw something that apparently he's got like that Derek Carr stuff in his contract where like his stuff could become like guaranteed, Donnie, so they might want to bench him for injury. I have to read it again. But remember that was the big reason that Carr got benched? Was they're like, listen, man, like we're going to get rid of you this year, so there's no reason for you to play these games, tank a little bit here.
Yes.
Like, I think if Kyler comes back, right, to what you're saying, it has to be sooner than later. It can't be December for a Kyler return when they're in prime position then to get a high-level draft choice. You know, Kyler Murray got put on the PUP, so we know he's out for 4 weeks. But Kyler Murray, and let me spin it this way. If I told you Kyler Murray week five takes the field, their win total is 3.5. Mm-hmm. Are you betting the over?
I don't know. I don't even know at that point because they'll be 0-4. You can bet that, and then you condense the season down, and they're going to be horrendous all the way around. And you're talking about a quarterback that has made his money in the NFL because he's faster and quicker than you are in the pocket, and he's got a concrete bolt on his leg keeping it together. Where's he going in that pocket? Nowhere. It seems like it's a disaster. If you can't underestimate the fact that, you know, their ownership group who have burned first round draft pick quarterbacks after a season and coaches here. But if you are doing the right thing, what's the best thing for the Cardinals to do? Tank this season, dump Kyler Murray on somebody who will just take him for a 7th round pick just to remove that contract, and go ahead and get Caleb Williams and restart your franchise. Honestly, that's the best thing you can do.
But what do you... Oh, boy. I'm not saying I disagree. I'm not saying... But also, does
like
it
can't
really
be, they, their future can't be Kyler Murray, Kevin, next year with, like, oh, we got the number one pick, but we're going to trade out of it, and we're going to pick up some lines. Stop it.
Like, what is Jonathan Gannon being sent in to do, though, Donnie?
I don't know.
Like, is he being set up?
Anyway. I don't
know if he's being set up?
I don't know if he's being set up, but they've done that. Hey, Steve Wilkes come in. It didn't work out that well. You're fired. We're going to go get Cliff Kingsbury in the next, you know, flavor of the month. Ooh, John Harbaugh. Or Jim Harbaugh looks like he might want to be in Arizona Cardinals. You never know, but it's just to take that job. And again, there's only 32 of them in the NFL.
Yeah.
And you say to yourself and you sit back and go, okay, 5 years, that's probably at least $40 million. They fired me after 1 year. I won. I'll go coach wherever I want, and I have all this money in the bank. I get that here. But sooner or later, you have to look at some of these jobs and go, okay, what's the future? And they go, well, they're not going to. What was the outset of Kyler Murray saying? Like, they don't even want the guy. They don't want him. They don't want him. They don't want him. They don't want him. Okay, they just signed him to a massive deal and then said, hey, by the way, you don't really practice all that hard or study, so we're going to take your money away if you don't. It's like, what did you guys just do to your franchise? And then on top of it, he gets hurt. It's like the worst situation in the NFL by far is the Cardinals.
Yeah, but Donnie, like, here's what's fascinating about them. They seem to be 1 year away from fixing it. Because they're gonna have the first overall pick. Everybody's positive of trade.
Correct.
Kyler, get another pick.
Yes.
Wherever that Texans pick land is where it lands, mm-hmm. And okay, we're fine. But this is what I don't understand. Like, Caleb Williams is already, you know, for people that haven't seen, his dad saying like he's gonna stay at UFC if we don't like the situation.
He's not doing that.
And Donnie, the odds of it are incredibly small. Okay, but I'll tell you this: they're more than zero, so it's at least worth bringing up. But here's my thing: because you're a big proponent of people talk when they're not supposed to be talking, no matter what. Mm-hmm. Like, are they in contact with Caleb Williams' father and asking him, hey, do you want Jonathan Gannon to be the head coach?
All the way down the line, Bidwell family reaching out, saying, hey, you know what? We'll make those moves if we can. Interesting stuff. By the way, moves being made. Chicago, told you, not good to be a fly ball pitcher. Cubs 3, Giants nothing in the third inning here. We'll be right back. We'll close it down next. Keep it right here on the grid, SiriusXM Channel 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it, last segment here. By the way, thank you to my guy Don. Great name, by the way. At DonCD3, he says, go to DraftKings. They have it offered, which offered means we were talking about survivor pools. There's a couple. Now, look, I don't think I'm going to get in the $1,000 one, Kevin, but I think I am going to get into the $100 one. It's a lot of fun to just watch it play out over the season, something additional to cheer on. And I have a million. And tomorrow, I'll go over them. We'll probably have time on Friday, too. My NFL season-long props, because I have about 15 of them here that I just slowly fired away like over the past 3 or 4 weeks and using like the boost most of the time. Like, okay, give me a boost. All right, I'm not going to use it on just like, you know, tonight's wager. Let me just take a look and see if I can hit a parlay or do something like that. So I have a lot of stuff there. But today, like once again on the Major League Baseball card, we do have a few props that are going to be in play starting at 3:37 p.m. I'm going to fade our guy, J.P. Sears, who can't get out lefties or righties, Kevin. So early action, Davis Schneider of the Toronto Blue Jays, +210 to get an RBI. Whit Merrifield, +175 to get an RBI. And then the Yanks trio, Volpe, Torres, and LeMahieu tonight. So got five RBI props ready to go. How about you today?
Yeah, look, I'll throw you. I'm actually going to bet some of this tennis tonight, Don. I decided to crack into it a little bit. The U.S. Open, Alcaraz. That's kind of, look, I'll let you handle the baseball. But the Alcaraz thing, the 36.5 games number caught my attention. He's just basically been so unstoppable. And betting that under is kind of factoring in that to continue to be the case. If you look at this year, he's played 17 total Grand Slam matches, and only two of them have gone over 36.5 games. He has just been otherworldly. I know, I think his name is Zverev, the guy he's going up against has somewhat had his number a little bit in the head-to-head, but this is... Yeah, sure. You beat 18-year-old Carlos Alcaraz. Okay. We'll see what happens today.
What about Ben Shelton out there, the young American dominating?
Well,
I told Ben's middle initial was S, making him a BSS, and it wasn't true, and it crushed Ben's hopes and dreams there. So there you go. It'll do it for another day. Boy, it goes quick tomorrow. NFL action. Don't you miss this show. Top to bottom, we're going to cover the Chiefs and the Lions. For Donnie Wrightside, Kevin Walsh, behind the scenes, JP. See you tomorrow.